With their coverage of the Anschluss in the spring of 1938, Ed Murrow and William Shira became full-fledged radio foreign correspondents. In September, they reported on Hitler's next move, his demands on territory along the German border in Czechoslovakia. In an attempt to appease Hitler, Britain and France ceded the Sudetenland to Germany, only to watch helplessly as the Nazi dictator then dismembered the rest of the Czech nation in March 1939. By late August, Hitler was demanding that Danzig and the Polish Corridor be returned to Germany. After years of trying to avoid another war, it finally looked as though Britain and France would bend no more. From London, Murrow posed the question on everyone's mind.
What can Britain or France do to prevent war at the last moment, unless Herr Hitler takes some step toward calling off his dogs and agreeing, in the words of President Roosevelt's appeal, to refrain from any positive act of hostility for a reasonable stipulated period? Even if Herr Hitler did so agree, it would but postpone the day of reckoning so long as he is in his present mood, which is that of a wayward child who has never been crossed.
From Berlin, Scherer described Germany's unwillingness to yield.
And the entire press this evening maintains that Germany cannot and will not compromise, that the Reich will not budge an inch from its demands on Poland for the return of Danzig and the Corridor.